Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC, New York Public Radio, this is Soundcheck On Demand. I'm John Schaefer. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by Open, how American Express serves small business. Open offers a range of products and services designed exclusively for small business. Details at 888-779-OPEN or open.com.
Have I told you that I love you? 'Cause you know that I do. Have I told you that I miss you? I do, I do. Have I told you? Have I told you it's all the same?
This is Soundcheck, I'm John Schaefer. Just the name of the band, Phonograph, reveals a trace of the irony that Williamsburg bands have become famous for. This band, though, doesn't have a record player or a particularly retro sound. Instead, Phonograph seems to fall into the tradition of bands like Wilco, blending folk, garage rock, and psychedelic sounds and sophisticated productions. Their debut album has already grabbed the attention of the Waco Brothers and Wilco, and they're here today to play a few songs off it. I should say the album isn't even out yet, not due until February. I'm pleased to welcome the members of Phonograph to our Soundcheck studio. They're going to begin today with a song called In Your Mind.
Ah!
That's the band Phonograph and a song called In Your Mind, played live here in our studio. Matt Welsh is the singer and acoustic guitarist. And then came all the rest of the stuff. Abe Seyferth playing as much the foot pedals as the electric guitar. John Davis playing bass and synth. Phil Sterk, who is the group's pedal steel player, also playing synthesizer. Dave Burnett behind our drums. So there is, Matt, an awful lot going into that song, but at its heart, it seems to be a guy in an acoustic guitar. I mean, you know, how did this sound evolve?
My main goal from day one when I started the band is, you know, I thought about, you know, we all come from different backgrounds. Some of the guys have toured the world playing drum and bass and experimental jazz. I come from more of a singer-songwriter background. And I wanted to incorporate, you know, almost the eclectic vision of, say, a band like Spiritualized or some of the British bands with some just old-time folk.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's one of those things where I always like to make records that are absolutely on different ends of the spectrum and then bring it all together where if you pull all the faders down, like you just said, I can come in and play the exact same song with
right.
just an acoustic guitar.
So the idea of combining a kind of a traditional Americana sound with something that's much more experimental, there's a song called New Americana, which seems to suggest just that. Now, the first album by this band, Phonograph, isn't even out yet, and there's already, you know, a lot of buzz going on. How did that happen? And maybe more interesting a question, how do you guys feel about that? Is that a double-edged sword at this point?
It's been an interesting, I can't even say road, because for most bands to get to this point in a relatively short amount of time, I mean, we've only literally been a band for about a little over a year. From the minute that I started some demos with Tony Mamoni from Para Ubu, John Lankford from the Waco Brothers just happened to stop by. And
In the studio.
Steve Goulding was playing drums, who plays with the Waco Brothers and Elvis Costello and others, and just turned his head. And before I knew it, he was playing New Americana, a demo at that point, on WXRT in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of grown from there. I mean, you know, I randomly bumped into John Starrett of Wilco. And, you know, like most bands want to, hey, you should give this a listen. How many times did that happen? I can't even tell you, but he did give it a listen. And
and apparently liked it, because now you guys have opened for Wilco a bunch of times.
We've gone on tour with them a couple times and done some great shows with them. And, you know, we've become close friends with them, which is definitely a blessing. You know?
Well, now, folks who perhaps heard the Wilco record, Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, and especially that opening song, you know, I'm Trying to Break Your Heart, it has this kind of wild, psychedelic intro, and then went back and watched the documentary about the making of that film, of that album, it's exactly what you were just talking about, because there's Jeff Tweedy doing just, you know, guy with acoustic guitar version of the same song, and it's clearly, you know, the same song. So it seems like maybe there's kind of a kinship of ideas at work here between the bands.
Possibly. I mean, you know, we've been lucky enough to get quite a bit of press before the record has even come out. And, you know, there is a common thread of trying to compare us with Wilco. You know, I have a lot of respect for Jeff especially. And do I want to be the next Wilco? I don't think so. You know, I think I'm trying to carve a place in the world for this band.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I mean, there is some similar lines in that.
We're speaking with Matt Welsh, who is from the Brooklyn-based band called Phonograph. The new album is due in February, after which you guys will be going to the South by Southwest Festival in Austin,
That's
Texas.
Correct.
So yeah. Big things are afoot. But we have gotten our mitts on a copy of the CD already, and we're going to we wanted to do just a quick crossfade of the opening of a couple of the songs, just to give folks an idea of the textures, often surprising textures, of this band called Phonograph.
Thank you.
All right, now those are the opening of the opening seconds of two songs, TV Screens and Thinking of You. And Matt Welsh, I mean, you know, people keep comparing the band to Wilco, your voice to Tom Petty. That puts me in mind of the Beatles, you know, all the kind of production tricks that they used on some of their classic records. What are, I mean, with a name like Phonograph, is there a kind of nostalgia for earlier types of music in this band?
You know, I think a lot of us, like I said before, come from wildly different backgrounds. But, you know, there's something to be said about a trash can with a mic on it. You know, it's there's a number of things that I like to do. And, you know, as long as you have the core of the song, God, the sky's the limit, you know? And we've been lucky and fortunate enough to kind of do everything on our own in our own studio. Mm-hmm. So it gives us the freedom to basically call the shots.
All right. Well, now, one of the questions I wanted to ask you guys when you came in was whether you could actually replicate these sounds in live performance. I think we've already had our answer with the first song, but you want to do another one for us?
Yeah, this one's going to be called Watch and Ward.
Okay, this is once again the band Phonograph. They're based in Brooklyn. Their debut CD is due out in February, but the band already attracting a good deal of attention and performing live for us here in our Soundcheck studio.
Get me under the weary eyes of the watching.
Once again, the band is called Phonograph. The song is Watch and Ward, live performance here in our Soundcheck studio. The album's in February. The band heads off to the important South by Southwest Festival in March. Playing for us this afternoon, Matt Welsh and the gang, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
And that'll do it for today's show. Tomorrow on Soundcheck, the life of a ghost singer, Marnie Nixon. She was Audrey Hepburn's voice in My Fair Lady. She was Deborah Kerr's voice in The King and I, and Natalie Wood in West Side Story. She joins us to talk about Hollywood, Broadway, and a life behind the scenes. Also, the New York-based Afro-Colombian band called La Cumbiamba N.A.E. will play live. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today was Rob Christensen. Our program produced by Brian Wise and Allison Lichter. Our senior producer is Gisele Regatow, and our executive producer is Chris Bannon. We had help today from Jesse Teresi and Damon Whittemore. I'm John Schaefer. Join us again at this time tomorrow for another Soundcheck here on New York Public Radio. Thanks for listening to Soundcheck from WNYC, New York Public Radio. Each day we dig into what's happening in music, and you can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. All of this is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. Thanks.